No. Chuck, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this labor thing. I have a feeling, I know it all's got to work together, that I should not go. I know that there are arguments for going and rest, but I'll tell you what. I think we have a situation now developing that is rather general in terms of, where the Senate and the House are pretty political initiatives around, like the Senate chief. Now, media does it, and I understand all that, but I don't mean to kick him at the point, but I just think that I think the country might not understand my distance. You know, going down there, trying to get through that tough labor thing and do all that. He's been awfully rough, and I don't think you think it's going to mean all that much for them. It's just terribly difficult. You know, I want to spend time on that in another direction, but. Well, go ahead and talk. Yeah, the problem on the foreign policy thing now, though, Chuck, is that India has broken it off there, too, He's taken on the China and Russia and whatever it is. So, you see what I mean? I can't quite say that you support the foreign field and not the Russian. You can go back in the past history, that's true, but. The labor leaders are the lowest end of the totem pole at the moment. And everybody really, if I have to do that often, then that's going to be a hell of a thing to do for that. Flat as a coin, you might not. And you might go down there and they later on drop something else. Even McCracken came in today and told me that showed me the figures on the GNP and he said it would show basically 4% growth in the third quarter. And I said, well, Bert, I said, how can these people in Congress be 30% off, 33% off? They said their preliminary figures show the 3% growth in the third quarter. This shows a 4% growth in the third quarter. God damn it, it really is something. So it shows this damn economy, and incidentally, this now makes the unemployment figures more impressive, too. Great job, yeah. I didn't hear it. What is it, just these bargain hunters? Is that what they call them? Sure, that's what they'll call them. Whenever it goes up, it's bargain hunters. What's the volume? Well, it's better than nine. The market's going to move. You watch. Over a period of time, it's just on the move because it's a good year coming up. It's under attention. He really is bullish, isn't he? Okay.